Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 here on a Thursday, 67 degrees. U.S. officials say a British warship stopped Iran from seizing an oil tanker. Fox's Ellison Barber has details.
A senior U.S. defense official tells Fox News Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard tried to seize a British oil tanker in the Persian Gulf. The official says there were five Iranian boats. A British warship was 4 or 5 miles behind the British tanker, and the warship intercepted the Iranian boats, leveling its guns and threatening to open fire. Fox News is told the Iranian boats left the area immediately after, never firing any shots. A manned U.S. reconnaissance aircraft was flying overhead as well. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani warned the British government they would face repercussions for the seizure of an Iranian oil tanker.
The incident occurred almost a week after British Marines boarded an Iranian tanker off Gibraltar on suspicion it was breaking sanctions by taking oil to Syria.
A wanted man, 32-year-old Daniel Calloway, was captured late Tuesday morning in the Indian Hills neighborhood in West Wichita. Police officer Paul Cruz says a suspicious character was reported at Town West Square Shopping Center driving a silver Saturn. Police tried to stop the man, but he refused to pull over for officers, leading to a pursuit. The man ditched the car at 15th and St. Paul, running into the neighborhood.
A Wichita Police Department canine was utilized to help locate Calloway. It was located in the 1800 block of North Meridian and again ran for a second time from officers. The canine was deployed and Calloway was taken into custody. Calloway was treated for a dog bite to his lower back area.
The suspect was booked into jail on 18 arrest warrants through Sedgwick County and more from the Kansas Department of Corrections. He also faces charges on 17 counts of unlawful use of a financial card, destruction of property, domestic violence, and multiple traffic charges.
An update to a story about a woman who got angry at the DMV.
34-year-old Vanessa Ritchie of Kansas City, Missouri, in big trouble after she made a fuss at her local DMV, got thrown out, went outside, and fired off her gun. Well, she was arrested and is now being charged with first-degree making a terrorist threat and unlawful use of a weapon. Ritchie was tossed from the DMV after yelling that the wait time was ridiculous. She said she was going to get a gun. Now she'll need to get a lawyer. Nobody was hurt in this incident, by the way. John Saucier, Fox News.
A former Major League Baseball pitcher, best known for his expose on baseball life, has died.
Jim Boughton won a World Series in his first season in the majors as a member of the New York Yankees in 1962, earning an All-Star selection the following season. After 7 seasons with the Yankees, he went on to stints with the Seattle Pilots and Houston Astros, culminating in Ball 4, the scathing tell-all, part diary, part memoir of Boughton's Major League career released in 1970, detailing the off-the-field side of baseball life, including routine drug use and obscenities, even depicting alcohol abuse by Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle. Ball 4 would informally lead to Boughton being blacklisted in the majors, leading him to pursue sports casting, acting, and stints in other baseball leagues. He would get one more go-around in MLB with the Atlanta Braves in 1978, only to return to sports casting and acting, as well as helping to invent Big League Chew, the shredded bubblegum candy that resembles chewing tobacco. Boughton passed away Wednesday after a lengthy illness. He was 80 years old. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A Vietnam veteran is hoping to be reunited with a helicopter pilot who responded to his call for help.
It was April of 1971, and then Lieutenant Frank Guidera found himself in a massive firefight between American forces and the Viet Cong somewhere in Vietnam.
Our guys were getting hit pretty badly, and they were running out of ammunition, and they needed resupply, and that was my job. So I called for helicopters, and I couldn't get anybody to come out because it was a hot LZ, meaning a lot of fire, a lot of bullets going everywhere. But I could always count on one guy. We all had nicknames. His nickname was Arizona, so I assume he was from Arizona. In any case, when nobody else would respond, I was able to get him to come out. We got rid of the door gunners, and he and I took the ammunition out to this hot LZ and dropped it off, and I'm guessing it saved a lot of guys.
Guidera thinks Arizona was about 21 or 22 years old at the time, 5'9" to 5'10", with brown curly hair.
You can contact me at my email address, Frank Guidera, G-U-I, D as in David, A-R-A, @gmail.com.
You can also find the email address in the story on our webpage, along with more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu at knssradio.com. This salute to service brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Kansas Supreme Court justice whose votes for abortion rights and against the death penalty made him a political target plans to retire in 3 months. Justice Lee Johnson's announcement yesterday will allow Democratic Governor Laura Kelly to name a replacement before the Republican-controlled legislature can intervene. Johnson plans to retire September 8th after more than 12 and a half years on the state's highest court.
Some drivers got a surprise windfall when a malfunctioning toll machine spat out coins instead of accepting money near a Kansas casino. Kansas Turnpike Authority spokeswoman Rachel Bell says the agency learned Tuesday morning about the problem with the machine at the Mulvane exit. Bell wasn't immediately sure how many customers used the machine while it was being generous. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're about to roll into one of the quietest long-term weather patterns we've had in some time. In fact, it's looking like right now we'll stay dry today, tomorrow, and right on into the weekend, possibly even early next week. Sunny and 87 for the high this afternoon, clear and 67 tonight. Friday's high, 89. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now mostly cloudy. We have a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, 67 degrees. 6:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is July 11th, and on this date, in 1960, the novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee was first published by J.B. Lippincott and Company. I've seen a revival in To Kill a Mockingbird over the past few years. Of course, was it the sequel that Harper Lee actually wrote the sequel, Ted, and they found it?
Yeah,
that's the way it went?
After decades and decades and decades, they found it and published it. And
the amazing thing was always
no one cared for it.
Yeah. We said, well, she wrote one book, but it was a dandy. And, they revived the play on Broadway, and I was seeing, who was I seeing that is starring in that, Ted? The guy who was in Dumb and Dumber.
Jeff Bridges?
Jeff... Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, he's doing Atticus.
Oh, really?
On Broadway. A company that owns a duck boat that sank on Table Rock Lake in Missouri last summer, killing 17 people, says it has settled or is in the process of settling more than half of the lawsuits it faces. Ripley Entertainment made the disclosure in documents filed this month in federal court. The settled lawsuits include many stemming from the deaths of 9 members of an Indiana family. Ripley Entertainment said in a statement that the settlements demonstrate the company's continuing commitment to work with the victims and families. The company suspended operation of the boats after the sinking. 3 of its employees faced federal charges, including the captain. So that was a year ago that happened on Table Rock Lake. And a senior military officer has accused the Air Force General Taps to be the next vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of sexual misconduct, potentially jeopardizing his nomination. Members of Congress have raised questions about the allegations and the military investigation that found insufficient evidence to charge him. The officer tells the Associated Press General John Hyten subjected her to a series of unwanted sexual advances by kissing, hugging, and rubbing up against her during 2017 while she was one of his aides. She says he tried to derail her military career after she rebuffed him. The AP routinely does not name victims of sexual assault. The Air Force investigated the woman's allegations and found there was insufficient evidence to charge the general or recommend punishment. So that's a he said, she said type of deal. So many of them are. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And as you've heard our news this morning, talking about the Sedgwick County Commission giving a heads up or giving a thumbs up, I guess, to the $100,000 bill that they're going to pony up to help with the study of the riverbank down on the east bank of the river. So it's going forward, Ted. They're going to hire a consultant and figure out what to do. What is interesting about it is that the most interesting thing to me about it is that the Century 2 is part of that.
Yeah, so still got to figure out how to...
At some point...
The pieces of the puzzle fit together down there. There's only so much real estate.
At some point, they're going to have to figure out what to do with Century 2.
Mm-hmm. That's certainly a linchpin in this whole thing.
And whether they're going to try to retain it, renovate it, or just bulldoze it and start all over again. So, and we'll see. They're still studying the situation. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the commodities update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, Wednesday, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures were unable to have carry-through buying from the large gains they saw back on Tuesday. Now, trading was mostly lower for the cattle complex, and the closes were negative. Now, that we still have no reports of cash cattle trade in our feed yards, and boxed beef prices continue to slide lower. Lean hog futures traded mixed and closed mixed yesterday after large gains took place back on Tuesday. Now, only the August and December contracts closed with large upside for the second straight session. On the close yesterday, August live cattle 50 cents lower at 107.62. August feeders down 52 at 142.35. And August lean hogs were up $2.65 at 81.72. The wheat, corn, and entire soybean complex closed positive Tuesday after early session negative trading. An updated weather forecast was drier for the next 10 days, and the Corn Belt gave some support to the market. And today at 11 o'clock is the release of the USDA supply and demand report, which is expected to show lower corn and soybean supplies and lower production than last month. At the moment, September KC wheat's down a quarter of a penny at 441 and a quarter. December corn down a penny and a quarter at 438 and a quarter, with November soybeans up a half a penny at 913 and a quarter. August crude oil trading 15 cents higher at 60.58. August gold up $8.40 at 1,420.90. The September S&P 6.25 points higher at 3,003 3/4, with September Dow Jones futures down 19 points at 96.51, and September Dow Jones futures up 85 points at 26,945. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hey, Tom, give us a little update, if you will, on how progress is going in getting that wheat cut out there across Kansas.
Well, it's still moving along. We do have areas that, you know, have got hit with some rain. There are scattered areas out there. It's even seen large amounts of rain that has completely slowed it down and brought it to a stop in some areas. But it's moving along. It's getting closer to being up to the average pace. As of Monday, USDA was showing that we're 61% harvested, so we're probably getting closer and closer to being up there close to 3/4 done.
What are the folks saying about the quality of the wheat this year?
Overall, it's coming in good. Quality and quantity both. Probably better than some expected. Probably we will see down here in the next month or two, USDA will probably most likely be raising the wheat supply, as we will probably see the production number come up higher than what they had been anticipating earlier.
All right. Thank you, Tom. It's 6:41 now, Steve and Ted. And coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Which states are cheapest for retirement?
Okay.
That's Don on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning.
Don might be in one of those states right now.
He could be. Could
Who
be
knows? In, You're probably there already.
Probably in a state of confusion. 6:41 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.